The following program is paid for by Aegis Financial for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this program do not constitute financial or professional advice, do not reflect the opinions of this company, any of its parent companies, affiliates, subsidiaries, promotional sponsors, or advertising agencies, and do not create any type of fiduciary duty or other professional relationship between the audience and presenters. No person listening should act or refrain from acting on the basis of the content of the program without first seeking appropriate professional advice and or counseling, nor shall the information be used as a substitute for professional advice and or counseling. Cumulus expressly disclaims any and all liability relating to any actions taken or not taken based on any or all contents of the program. Please consult a professional provider before making any personal decisions and for guidance about your specific situation condition.
Welcome to Advice for Life with Chuck and Bill on 1280 WNAM.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Aegis Financial's Advice for Life radio show. I'm Chuck Lakefield along with Bill Bowman, one of the principals over at Aegis Financial. And we ended the last show talking about investing. So it only seems proper that we start this show wrapping up the investing part of it and then really zeroing in on the financial planning process even more, right?
Great. And if you recall, the investing we talked about that it's more of a systematic plan, and the ability to take risk is very important in determining how you should invest, but it involves multiplying your money over time, and it's a prepared approach to managing with the goal of accumulating your funds, and it's a strategy of discipline and patience.
Right.
One of the things that we wanted to talk about is dollar cost averaging. So the majority of people, like, for example, in your 401k, you're putting so much in every month. And what people may not realize is by doing that, you're buying at the highs and the lows and in average over time. And every time the market dips and you buy more, you're actually buying more shares. And in the long term, that actually benefits you more. So it's a systematic way of investing without trying to time the market, yet you get the benefit of putting money in at some opportune times.
Sure. Now we got to talk about the risk tolerance. You got to have a tolerance for risk in this thing.
Well, that's right. There's a direct relationship between risk and return, and the potential for return increases when we take more risk. The biggest thing that we need to make sure we understand is what is your risk tolerance? So risk tolerance is your level of comfort that you're willing to take in your investments. You can completely avoid risk, but then you're really not going to make anything on your money.
Right.
So if you just stick it into a money market account, those aren't paying very well. But if you take a little more risk, you can make more money in your account. But there's two key questions to determine your risk tolerance. So first, how comfortable are you personally with risk? That's more of a subjective nature. So we tend to look at your financial goals, how old you are, where is your life stage, your personality, and also your gender. We find that men are more risk takers and women want more security.
Sure.
In their investments. So we try to make sure that if we're working with a husband and wife, that we have a good balance between taking risk and security in the portfolio. I'm thinking about a number of clients. So we've got a client whose risk tolerance is very high. He's actually in his 90s, and he's still 100% equities in his portfolio.
Wow. Wow. And
so when we're looking at that, we gear our investments toward the actual individual, not a set of boxes that we're going to throw people into.
Right. Kind of like the 401k does that.
That's right.
They throw you into the boxes that the company seems to feel is going to give you the best return. You can alter that by going to their website and going through all kinds of a dog and pony show in there. You can actually alter your choices, but they pretty much have control of it.
Well, we actually help clients do that. If they give us access to their investment plan or the information, we will build a portfolio for them as part of our service for them.
Nice. Okay.
So the second key question is, how is your portfolio set up to handle potential losses? And here what comes to mind, we've all heard of Warren Buffett, and I'm going to paraphrase a quote that he's made in the past. It's he had stated that the management of an investment is much more dependent on the management of the risk than the management of return. So if you're always trying to invest to try to get the best potential return, you're also going to take probably too much risk involved in that. Also, the longer you're going to be invested, the more risk you can take. So you have the chance that your investment could survive setbacks along the way.
Right.
One of the things that we do at Aegis Financial is we offer a second opinion service for clients who have their money invested elsewhere, and they might want to just have someone take a look-see into their portfolio just to see if it's invested appropriate for their risk tolerance. And we offer that at no cost to clients or potential clients.
That's terrific. So somebody else will actually go in there with a fine-tooth comb and see if there are any changes that need to be made, or say, hey, they did a great job over at Aegis. Go for it. Yeah, okay.
That's right.
Great. So let's talk a little bit about the growth income stability. You want to make sure that your income is growing exponentially with your life, correct?
That's right. These three terms all help us understand when planning for your investments. So growth is what we see on the news every night. So if we see the Dow Jones Industrial Average or the S&P numbers, people tend to watch those, and it gives us an indication of how your investments may be doing, but it's only one part of an investment. So in a growth, you're looking at, for example, if you invested $100 and in a year, it's worth $120. If that came from growth, that $20 would be the growth in the account.
Right, right.
There's also income that's paid out in investments. So income from savings, income from a certificate of deposit, interest from a bond, or dividends paid by stock is another way to grow your portfolio. In fact, in a well-developed portfolio, most often you'll see more income generated than actual growth in the portfolio. The reason why this is important is the balancing between these two is how much growth do you want to take versus how much income do you need. And when we're building a retirement portfolio, obviously, if you're in the later years of retirement, you're going to need to generate income. So we'll move more towards those investments, such as dividend-paying investments that will give you money to spend. But if you're younger, we're going to move more towards growth investments. And try to get the growth in the market over time, and less income-producing investments.
Sure.
The more you push towards growth, the more risk you have in the portfolio.
Right.
So that brings up our third term here, stability. The stability deals with protecting your principal. So, again, if you're a younger investor, you're probably less concerned about the stability in the portfolio. But if you're using your portfolio to produce an income, you should be very concerned about the stability of your portfolio, the value of your investment, and ensuring that you don't lose the value. So sometimes our number one criteria is let's plan not to lose what we have before we start to plan how to grow it.
Right. And that would be investing in something that tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you get some of these stocks that will always probably be on the upside. For example, probably your Apples and your Microsofts and all that stuff. But there are so many different stocks and so many different funds to choose from. And you look them all over real good. That's your job.
That's right.
And yeah.
And there's one of the things that we want to make sure people understand is you can have more than one strategy at one time. So with the clients I usually deal with, most of them have a little more funds than we need. So what we'll start doing is separate those funds into buckets. And so we might have one bucket that pays them their income for the next 3 to 5 years. The second bucket might be money that's invested for, 5 to 10 years, and that's going to be a little bit more aggressive than the first one. The third bucket would be 10 years plus, so that would be even more aggressive than the second bucket. The reason we use that strategy is no matter what the market's doing, your income-producing asset isn't subject to that risk. Yet you still get growth on the long-term money that we can get out of the market.
Wow. We got to talk about taxes in just a moment here. Income tax considerations and deferrals and all that good stuff. And we'll take care of that right after the break. Bill Bowman from Aegis Financial on the Advice for Life radio show from AM 1280 WNAM.
Aegis Financial Planners.
Concerned that too much of your money might be going to taxes? Maybe it's time to consider the advantages of year-round tax planning. The advisors at Aegis Financial can help develop a year-round plan to help keep more money in your pocket and less in Uncle Sam's. Call your advisors at Aegis Financial at 920-233-4650 in Oshkosh and ask about tax-advantaged investment alternatives you can use anytime. We're back on Advice for Life Radio from Aegis Financial and 1280 WNAM. I'm Chuck Lakefield along with Bill Bowman. And Bill, we wrapped up the last segment talking about the most dreaded word on the planet, taxes. You know, and there are ways, and you know these ways because you're a financial counselor, of being able to, what would the word be, being able to minimize the tax, minimize the taxes while maximizing your return, correct?
That's right. At Aegis Financial, we're somewhat unique in that two of our financial advisors, one of them is myself, are CPAs. So I have over 17 years experience in tax planning for clients and preparation for clients. Now, we no longer do preparation, but we do a lot of tax planning. So it's a very important part of investing for retirement. Here we want to look at the benefits of tax deferral. So if you're allowed to pay for something pre-tax, for example, a very popular one is for health insurance. If your employer allows you to take that out of your account pre-tax, that means you're going to spend less to buy that coverage. So, for example, if you have a $100 payment and you do that pre-tax, it's really going to cost you $75. So wherever we can do a pre-tax situation, we want to take advantage of that. So some of the things that we'll talk about in more detail as we go here is your 401k plans, a 403b plan, or 457 plan. These are all retirement plans that you can do pre-tax through your employer. Now, 401ks also in the last number of years have come with a Roth option, that's R-O-T-H, option in their 401k that allows you to invest after tax into a 401k. And then it grows tax-free. So we'll talk about those parameters in just a minute.
Okay.
Another type would be 529 plans when we're saving for college for our kids or our grandkids. Here you're allowed to invest those funds, and that is an after-tax basis, but they grow tax-deferred. If the funds aren't used for college, you pay a 10% penalty. But if they're used for college, it grows tax-free.
Wow,
so
okay.
Wherever we can take advantage of those situations, we want to do that. Other ones are the IRA, not through work, but you can, if you qualify, you can deduct those contributions, or even a Roth IRA, which is non-deductible. But again, we'll get to those in just a minute.
Okay, so we've got tax planning. And so now you're sitting down with all the stuff. And like you said, you're a CPA. The tax code changes every year. I admire anybody that knows the tax code. I really I'm paying homage to you there, Bill. Gosh. And so you got tax preparation, tax planning. Tell me how we how you work that out when you've got somebody that comes in with X amount of dollars and you want to grow that and you want to make sure that it's kind of shielded from a lot of taxes, get the best bang for their buck, right?
Well, that's right. We want to start in first, depending on where you are in your life cycle, we want to try to mirror that or create that plan based on where you're at. So, for example, if we can use any tax advantage investing, we want to do that. So we would start with, for example, a lot of 401ks have a match. So we want you to go to that match in your 401k. Just because that's free money. So if your employer's matching 3 or 4%, if you're not contributing to that with your funds, you need to do that because you're missing out on that match component.
Sure.
But the value of tax deferral is very important in that. For example, if you had $20,000 to invest and you put $10,000 into a taxable account that earns about 6%. By the time you retire and you pay the tax on it along the way, you'd have about $35,000. I'm talking if you started at age, let me see what my notes here.
Probably
you
did about it for 30 or something
30
like
years
that.
There.
Okay.
And then by the time you retire, but if you did that in the after-tax investment, you'd have about $57,000 investments. Now, understand that $57,000 you have to pay tax on, but even if you withdrew it all in a lump sum, you'd still end up with more than $40,000 in that account. So just the value of how you invest is very important.
Sure. And that's your job, right, at Aegis Financial, to look at those numbers down the road. You might have somebody who's 60 like myself, and so the tax thing will be very important because whether I invested in a 401k through here through Cumulus Broadcasting or invest in IRA or a Roth or whatever, you want to get the most bang for your buck at age 70 when you retire.
That's right. And we will actually project out if you shouldn't use tax deferral. Now, that might be a question. Why is he now talking about not using that? But let's say you're an executive level and you have a deferred comp plan, plus you're maxing out your 401k plan, and all your retirement assets are in deferred investments. What we will project out is that you'll have a tax problem in your retirement, and that when you get to 70 and a half, you're required to take a certain amount out. So we'll start addressing that much earlier to reduce if you have an over-concentration in tax-deferred amounts also.
Wow, that's very – yeah, you guys are something else. I'm admiring you guys. Now, you talked about saving for college, and that's something that we need to discuss as well, correct? I mean, if you're saving for your kids or your grandkids or great-grandkids, you want to put a couple $1,000 away so they can go to college, whether it be FVTC or Harvard, and you take care of that as well, right?
That's right. 529 plans are probably the most widely used investment vehicle for saving for college. You know, before these came around, we would have accounts that were set up in the children's name, and then a custodian would have to be on the account to, because the child wasn't old enough to hold the account.
Sure.
The difficulty with those accounts is that when the child turned the age of majority, so 21 or 18, depending on your state, that child could walk in, pull the money out, and go buy a truck or a car, anything
wow.
they wanted to do. And
sure.
with a 529 plan, the owner of the account is usually the parent or the grandparent. And again, as we stated earlier, 529s grow tax-free if used for college. Now, if they never get used for college, then there's a 10% penalty on the earnings. But here's some of the beauty of these plans is you can change the beneficiary. So if your child doesn't go to college, you can change it to a sibling. You can change it to a cousin. You can change your beneficiary to yourself and use the funds for college education for yourself. So there's a lot of flexibilities with these plans. We have not yet had anybody actually incur the 10% penalty because of this flexibility.
Sure. Now, how would you, for example, I'm 60. I don't know that I'd be going back to college. So I think maybe you've got one for my grandson. I'd transfer it over to the other grandson, correct?
That's right.
You could do it that way.
And it's just a beneficiary change, so it's very
wow.
easy to do.
And it doesn't cost you a nickel.
Correct.
Excellent. Okay.
So there's two basic ways to save in these type of plans. One is a prepaid tuition plan, and this one isn't as used as often. And here, what you're doing is you're prepaying tuition for some future use, but you're somewhat limited in what you can do with this type of plan, in that you usually have to use your own state schools. And at this point, when you're contributing to your child's education, who knows where they're going to go?
Sure,
especially if they're younger. The one that's used most often is a college savings plan. Now, each state has these plans, and they're plans authorized by the federal government, but administered by the state. So what you're allowed to do is contribute to these plans. In fact, you can contribute a lot of money to these plans, over $200,000 if you wanted to.
Wow.
In one lump sum. And we can also use these for estate planning as a way to get money out of the estate. But that's beyond the scope of our discussion today.
Okay.
So if you contribute to these, you want to check out the plan that's in your state. So in Wisconsin, we have the EDVEST plan. And here you're allowed to deduct on your state tax return your contributions up to $3,100 per year per child. So if you're in the 7% state bracket, that's a $210 savings right off the bat.
Wow.
So these things
wow.
make sense to do that. You can also fund more than that $3,100 a year. So if you put $10,000 into a 529 plan for your grandchild, you can deduct that $10,000 in increments of $3,100 until you use up that $10,000 over the next 3 to 4 years.
Wow. And that's all going to take some foresight. I mean, that's good, and that's what you guys are there for. That's what Aegis is there for the foresight to make sure that you choose the right plan.
That's right. We even you can get kind of creative with these things, too. So let's say you have three children and one's at college age and you want to try to get enough money into these plans for that oldest child. You can set up 4 or 529 plans, fund them all, and then change the beneficiary to the one.
Wow.
So you can be pretty creative with these accounts to get the tax deduction. Now, why would you do that instead of doing one $10,000, doing four? Well, it's the state deduction is per child, so you would get that deduction right off the bat.
The $3,100, right?
Per person, yeah.
Gotcha.
And so with the cost for college these days, you can set up a lot of these to get that deduction and still not pay the total cost of college.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll talk more about retirement planning and estate planning with one of the experts, Aegis Financial Services, and Bill Bowman. We'll be right back on Aegis Financial's Advice for Life radio show on 1280 WNAM. If your financial future is important to you, it's never too late to get a second opinion on your investments from a financial professional with credentials and experience in handling investors' concerns. Advisors at Aegis Financial are caring professionals with over 75 combined years of experience. They've helped hundreds plan for retirement, and they can help you too. For a free, no-obligation review of your current portfolio, call Aegis Financial at 920-233-4650 in Oshkosh. You'll be glad you did.
Investing involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected. Dividends are not guaranteed and must be authorized by the company's board of directors. Raymond James does not provide tax or legal services. Any opinions are those of Aegis and not necessarily those of RJFS or Raymond James. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but we do not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. There is no assurance any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecast will occur. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Raymond James does not provide tax or legal services. These matters should be discussed with the appropriate professional. Aegis Financial is located at 530 North Kohler Street, Oshkosh. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Aegis Financial is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're back on Aegis Financial Planner's Advice for Life radio show. I'm Chuck Lakefield, Bill Bowman, one of the principals over at Aegis, one of the founders. Is that right? You founded Aegis way back when, didn't you?
Well, Aegis was started, we rebranded our name about a year ago. The company dates back to 1986 with Roy Duckstead, so he was the founder of the firm. And he had retired back in 2012, and we took over the firm at that time. We wanted to present more of a team approach. That was my vision of the firm, and wanted to get away from an individual's name. At some point in the future, I'm going to retire. And so we came up with Aegis as the meaning of the protector of our clients.
Terrific. And you do such a great job of that. And let's talk about that right now as far as the basics for retirement. Mm-hmm. And your tax advantage savings vehicles like your 401ks and your Roth IRAs and all that good stuff. Let's talk about that real quick.
Well, the biggest thing with the retirement is start now. You know, many people have gone through their life and they may not have had saved much for retirement, but it's always a good time to start. So just to kind of give you a feeling, when you're 20-year-old and if you start saving $3,000 a year and retire at age 65, if you're earning about 6%, you'll end up at that 65 with $680,000.
What do you got for us? We got a wrap up for us there, Bill?
Well, we want to talk a little bit more about the tax advantage savings vehicles. We did mention those earlier, but we want to get a little more specific into the special tax treatment of the retirement plans that most people have available at work. So we talked about tax deferred growth and employers matching. So again, we wanted to make sure that people are contributing to their plan, at least to the match. And if they can get up to 15% in their plan, so if you're putting in 12% and your employer's matching 3, there's your 15%. Mm-hmm. If you do that long enough, you're going to be okay for retirement. But where we come in is we make sure that that plan actually does work. We put the numbers to work and make sure that you're going to make it. So for a 30-year-old saving 15% for 30 years, that's a different story than a 50-year-old starting to save that 15%. You're probably going to have to give more. And then you want to use these vehicles to your advantage. So we talked about 401k plans and the ability to do a tax deferral versus tax-free using a Roth option in a 401k. A neat little, I'll call it a loophole here, in the Roth in a 401k is if you're a high-income earner, you cannot do a Roth IRA independently, but you can go, there's no income limit in a Roth contribution to a 401k. So it's a way where you can get tax deferred or tax free growth in that type of plan. If you don't have these plans at work, you can still do your traditional IRA and your Roth IRA. Now, these limits, this year the limit is $5,500. If you're over 50, you can contribute a little more in that, up to $6,500. Now, in the IRA limit, if you're single and you have a work-sponsored plan, if you make more than $72,000, you're not going to be able to deduct that. If you're married and your income is over $119,000, you're not going to be able to deduct that. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't make an IRA contribution, and I'll tell you about the backdoor Roth in just a minute. But first, we need to talk about the Roth account. So again, the Roth IRA grows tax-free, so it's an after-tax investment. So here, it's not whether you can deduct it or not, it's whether you can make the contribution. So if you're single and your income was over $133,000, you can't even make the Roth contribution.
Right.
If you're married and your income is over $196,000, again, you can't make that contribution. But here's a little way to get around that. If you are making an IRA non-deductible contribution and you're over those income limits that I talked to before, your basis would be that $6,500 you invested. You can convert that after you make the IRA contribution into the Roth IRA regardless of your income. There's no conversion income limits.
Wow.
So what we tend to do with clients, let's say you're an attorney or a physician and your income is too high to make your contribution, we can do that into an IRA, make it as a non-deductible contribution, and convert that to a Roth. That's the term most people use for that is called the backdoor Roth.
Sure. Okay. So basically what you're doing is you're taking the money from the regular IRA, correct?
Correct.
And then you're moving, and you can only move up to, what, $6,000 of that, but still that's pretty good.
Well, you can when you move it, you pay tax on your gain in the contract, in the investment. So you want to do it immediately after you make the contribution. So if you invested $6,500 into a Roth IRA, if you're not deducting it, your tax basis is that same $6,500.
Okay.
If you're converting it, your gain on that conversion is zero, so you don't pay tax on that.
Wow.
But let's say you put the $6,500 in the non-deductible IRA, and you let it grow, and it grows to $7,000, and a year later you convert it. If you convert it, you'll pay tax on the $500.
Gotcha, the original. Right.
So you want to convert it right away.
Absolutely. Okay, any last thoughts here today, Bill, before we wrap it up?
No, I think the biggest thing is with retirement planning is to make sure you start and do something instead of just ignoring it, getting your budget under control and your cash flow spending plan, and then earmarking those funds to start saving towards your future.
Terrific. Bill Bowman, always a pleasure. We got a couple more great shows lined up for you in May, Saturday mornings, 8:30 in the morning, every other week.
Yes.
So we'll look forward to doing another one with you for May, okay?
Sounds great.
Have a great rest of your April. This has been the Aegis Advice for Life radio show on 1280 WNAM.
You've been listening to Advice for Life with Chuck and Bill on 1280 WNAM.
The preceding program was paid for by Aegis Financial for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this program do not constitute financial or professional advice, do not reflect the opinions of this company, any of its parent companies, affiliates, subsidiaries, promotional sponsors, or advertising agencies, and do not create any type of fiduciary duty or other professional relationship between the audience and presenters. No person listening should act or refrain from acting on the basis of the content of the program without first seeking appropriate professional advice and or counseling, nor shall the information be used as a substitute for professional advice and or counseling. Cumulus expressly disclaims any and all liability relating to any actions taken or not taken based on any or all contents of the program. Please consult a professional provider before making any personal decisions and for guidance about your specific situation, condition,